EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Authorities continue searching in Southern California for a missing military helicopter with five crew members on board. San Diego County Sheriff's teams began the search when the chopper was reported overdue early this morning. Reaction coming into last night's vote in the House failing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
American people deserve more common sense, less chaos, less confusion, and less cult-like behavior.
He is urging those in his party to support the comprehensive immigration bill tied to funding for Israel and Ukraine. And when it comes to the impeachment, House Speaker Mike Johnson is promising to bring up the Mayorkas case again for another vote soon. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's a lot of work that remains to bridge the gap between Israel and Hamas on terms for a new ceasefire and hostage deal, the latest proposal drawn up by the U.S. and other countries. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man who pepper-sprayed police during the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol is sentenced to 3 years in prison. Federal authorities say Riley Casper of Pulaski was part of a group that broke through a gate and chased police officers down. On social media, he posted that pepper-spraying them was, quote, satisfying. A Republican bill aims to ban so-called loyalty oaths at Wisconsin State Universities and technical colleges. The bill's author is Representative Clint Moses, who says the target is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
It would do away with all DEI on our campuses altogether. So I know the UW had submitted written testimony, and they'll say it's not happening, and this bill takes care of it once and for all and eliminates it from our universities.
The bill got a hearing yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Fort Atkinson is one of at least 8 area school districts going to referendum this April to raise their operational funds. Nathan Nitt is their director of business services. He says the money is needed for the day-to-day operations of running a school.
Salaries, it would be transportation costs, so our busing kids to and from school, technology, insurance costs, everything that goes into running a school district.
Fort Atkinson schools are asking for $6.5 million a year for the next 3 years. Officials at the University of Wisconsin in Madison are investigating a case of tuberculosis on campus. A student who had active tuberculosis was on campus in December, and officials are notifying everyone who had close contact with the student. Campus officials have released few other details of the incident. There were 10 reported cases of the disease in Dane County last year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
The Bucks lose in Phoenix. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost 114-106 to the Phoenix Suns. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 34 points, but the team was shorthanded. Damian Lillard out with a sore ankle. Forward Chris Middleton left the game early with an ankle injury. Center Brooke Lopez out for personal reasons. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I thought we fought, hung in there. You knew at some point, you just felt at some point we wouldn't have enough offense on the floor.
Later, Rivers' press conference was interrupted.
Coach, I wanted to ask you too, like the Phoenix Suns, they kind of had some injury problems early in this season too, and they're looking a little bit fully more healthy now.
Fire alarm, we got to go, man. I'm joking.
Turns out it wasn't a fire, just an alarm on a battery. College hoops, the Badgers are in Michigan to play the Wolverines. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile. He spent the last 4 seasons with the Miami Dolphins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Areas of fog and mostly cloudy today. It'll be a bit breezy with winds out of the south, pumping high temperatures into the mid-40s. Rain rolls in tomorrow and winds whip up to 35 miles per hour as the storm strikes, bringing even a potential for thunderstorms too. Right now, it's 30.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So biggest picture, huge win for Jack Smith. Unequivocal win for Jack Smith. The language in this ruling is very strong. They forcefully reject Donald Trump's immunity argument. There's really three major findings that the D.C. Court of Appeals makes here. First of all, they reject this notion of blanket immunity. They say it is not and cannot be that a president simply can never be charged for anything that happens during his time in office.
Could it be we've woken up in a country of laws, not men? That maybe, in fact, no one is above the law? I know who to ask. Speaking of lawmen, I like to call him my G-spot man. Here he is. Good morning, Frank Fuglisi.
Frank Fuglisi.
Frank Fuglisi.
Frank Fuglisi.
Former G-man.
The FBI.
Frank Fuglisi joins us now.
In color.
Frank Fuglisi, the former FBI assistant director for counterintelligence. Fuglisi,
Frank. I feel like I need my favorite G-man. She's got you all. Author of the bestseller, FBI Way, Inside the Bureau's Code of Excellence.
We're in the FBI and you fought against crime.
Think of every FBI agent as handsome and fantastic as Frank Fuglisi. Pardon me, sir, were you just raising the roof? You were just I've never seen a
little
FBI
little
agent.
Morning rock out here.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that someone just tweeted, Frankie Figs. Okay. Everyone's very excited.
That was my mob name.
Wow, Frank, so much to talk about. I mean, let's talk about the immunity ruling, first of all, which obviously not unexpected. But, you know, I know everyone is saying the Supreme Court's not going to take it. But I just get nervous that this Supreme Court, whether it's arrogance or politicized to the degree that they could give Trump the right delay, that essentially gives him immunity. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, it says a lot about this, of where we are right now in this country, where we actually had to hold our breath, Stephanie, to see whether the D.C. appellate court would actually reaffirm what we all know, that, we don't have a king. And, you can't commit crimes and be completely immune for prosecution. But, yes, indeed, we were holding our breath. And now, as you say, we don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do. I have a gut feeling, and I know Neil Katyal, my colleague on MSNBC, who's a legal analyst, way more proficient on the Supreme Court than I ever will be.
Oh, he's the first tweet I quoted.
There you go. He says, you know, he doesn't think they'll take it. I have to say, I think this court wants a say in just about everything, even when they don't need to say it.
Yeah.
And so I think there'll be a great debate within the court as to whether or not, hey, this is about the biggest thing we could ever decide. And we're gonna punt it back. I can't predict this, but I'm not that confident that they'll simply say, yeah, it's good. We don't need to hear it.
Yeah, and you know, I grabbed this again. These people are on, as you know, I don't know, YouTube, Twitter. Like you can see the video. of a guy this morning saying, me and millions of other gun-loving Americans are just waiting until Trump gives us the green light to take to the streets and start gunning down Democrats. I mean, obviously, you've talked about the threat of domestic violence for quite some time, but we're running out of words, unprecedented, dangerous tipping point. What do you want to call it, Frank?
Yeah, it's we're at a boiling point for sure. And to throw in another phrase, and you know, Trump has used phrases recently like, "Hey, there will be bedlam," right? You know, reminiscent of January 6th, where he said, "You know, it will be wild." So he's hinted here that, "Hey, I think the Supreme Court will be fair if they're fair." Well, what does that mean, Trump? If they're fair and rule your way, is that the only definition of fairness? So my concern is that he will, as you just quoted this nutcase from that's been on social media, that he will give some form of direct or indirect green light, or it will be perceived as a green light. And it could come as early as tomorrow or in relationship to tomorrow's Supreme Court hearing, where they will be hearing the argument on whether Colorado and other states can indeed disqualify Trump from the ballot for engaging in an insurrection. This is about as big as it gets. Whether Trump gets on the ballot or not is what it's all about. And yes, there could be people incited to violence. The Supreme Court security tomorrow is going to be as tight as probably it's ever been.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like on the immunity ruling, you're afraid of the same thing I am, that they could, you know, say we have to put our stamp on this and then give a delay. Do you have confidence? I mean, how are you feeling on whether the J6 trial is going to happen before the election? And we're going to find out if we're putting a convicted felon in the Oval Office with the nuclear codes again.
Look, I Supreme Court's lost all credibility with me, and I know many, many other people. So I can see a scenario where they just choose to delay, you know, do nothing and delay. It gets moved to October, potentially. I think John Roberts is going to try and talk his folks out of that. I think he's going to go, look, the nation demands that we take some action here. And so I still have hopes that we will see this trial start in D.C. regarding January 6th before the election. I am certainly not confident with regard to the documents case at Mar-a-Lago. That judge, Judge Cannon, seems to be wholly owned and operated by the Republican Party and seems to be, you know, looking forward to a Supreme Court nomination someday.
And you obviously, I'm sure, have some thoughts on the FBI missing a secret room at Mar-a-Lago. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I know this has been the subject of much discussion. I really have gotten down into the weeds on this now, and here's what I know. Still not thrilled with the explanation, but two spaces inside Mar-a-Lago were apparently not searched that could have been perhaps within the parameters of the search warrant affidavit, which, by the way, when you're searching for things like paper, you get to search a lot of places. It's like drugs. Okay, you can tear the place apart if you want to. They didn't want to do that with Mar-a-Lago because, in part, they had sources and methods, including the CCTV security cameras at Mar-a-Lago, plus human sources, telling them the documents are going to be here and here and here, and here's what you're looking for, and here's what National Archives is missing. And so when they went in there and they got those documents back in the places sources and cameras said they would be, they made an on-the-call decision on the premises to not break locks and do what's called a generally destructive search warrant. With regard to the closet, it's that closet leads to the roof, and it is locked down by U.S. Secret Service. It's their way to get up on the roof. And so the Bureau was aware of that. None of this, you know, these two rooms are not a surprise. Everybody knew about them. The service had the closet, and that was deemed as, hey, listen, you know, no need to get in there. So am I still seeing a level of deference that you and I would not be afforded if our homes were being searched?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, there's way too much deference. But I now have a greater understanding of the operational scenario on the ground.
Yeah. This is why people around the world are like just going, how is it possible that this guy's not in prison or that he could actually be president again? And it's, as you say, stuff like this. I mean, them going after Fannie Willis for her personal life, hoping to shut down that investigation, even though they have it on tape. They have that crime on tape.
Right? What a mess. What a mess. You know, I spent painful amounts of time in my FBI career in internal affairs, making decisions about errors in judgment.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, yes, Fani Willis has made an error in judgment. There's no question. I think she'll tell you that. Does that change the substance of the case that's been built? No. So she's in a mess. It's going to be, they're going to beat her about the head and shoulders with this forever. But at the bottom line is it doesn't change the content of the case.
Right. Yeah. Well, it reminds me of the, she's always in my head. Trump going, the lovers, Lisa, her name?
And Lisa Page.
Yeah. Struck and the lovers. Just, you know, you had nothing to do with his guilt in Russia,
right.
Trump Russia.
Very
but of
similar.
Course, yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, yay, I get a gold star from Frank. We've been talking about this, obviously, and so have you on TV. The son beheads his federal employee father, calls him a traitor for working under Biden, calls for the death of all federal officials, displayed his decapitated head on, and George Conway tweeted, we're in the midst of a mental health crisis in America, which is why we had, my friend Dr. Wanda on, because it's just, I don't know what degree, Frank, this is mental illness, just conspiracy theories gone wild, but it is obviously turning to violence. So, yeah, what were your thoughts on that?
There's a lot to unpack there, including a headless body. But,
literally.
A son, for those who are catching up, a son has decapitated his father, displayed the head on YouTube until it was taken down. And why, supposedly, he says, and his social media is filled with this kind of stuff, his father was a federal employee, therefore working under the Biden administration. Now, his father's been a federal employee for decades under many administrations, but this is the son who felt like he needed to call his father a traitor on social media and display his decapitated head. What does that mean? What do we take from that? We're at the point now where the cult is absolutely confirmed. When people are willing to betray and kill their families, right? We've already had people killing themselves in martyrdom. The guy in Provo, Utah, who the FBI had to shoot, they were trying to arrest him for threatening to kill Biden.
Right.
The guy at FBI Cincinnati who tried to breach the reception area ended up dead in a cornfield in Ohio. People are willing to die for Trump. Now they're willing to kill their family. And if you want a clue as to whether something's a cult, look at the ability to betray and kill your family for a single person.
Yep. There's a couple more big things before we go. You tweeted, the U.S. Border Control Agents Union has endorsed the bipartisan Senate proposed bill. Listen when the people who do this for a living tell you it works for them. I mean, yesterday had to be one of the most despicable days in Republican history, and that's kind of saying a lot.
They couldn't succeed in impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas for allegedly failing at the border. No high crime or misdemeanor, by the way. We could debate for an hour whether Mayorkas has done his job well or not, but there's no high crime or misdemeanor there. With regard to the Border Patrol Union, look, that was a shocker. Those are agents
who do this
every day saying, hey, this bipartisan Senate proposal, that works for us.
Yeah.
That gives us tremendous authorities we didn't have, more resources, and less undocumented migrants flowing into the country. And Trump, of course, has said, no.
I mean, and not to mention they, tried to impeach Mayorkas on the day that they won't give him the tools to the job they say that he's not doing.
No irony
okay.
there.
No, not at all. So you also tweeted the right outcome on the Crumbly trial. You said she ignored the warning signs, allowed her son continued gun access. Jennifer Crumbly found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in his son's school shooting. To this, I say good. I hope, we are on some path to a little more sanity around guns in this country. What was your take on that, Frank?
This needs to happen more often. I love this precedent being set for parents and kids who commit mass shootings. Look, if you paid attention to this trial and had the time to do it, this is horrific. This is a parent who was not present. And when her son was telling her repeatedly, I see things, I'm hallucinating, balls are flying off shelves, I'm hearing things and voices. And she laughed at him, scoffed at him, mocked him, made it worse, by the way, by having things happen in the house to just get him going.
Right.
So she allows him to have this gun. The parents call them in. The school calls them in, says, look, we got a gun in his backpack. He continues to have a gun. No therapy, no help. This was the right call.
Yep. The new book is Long Haul, Hunting the Highway Serial Killers. Ooh, it's about murder. This true crime investigation uncovers a world of elusive serial killers. You get an expert's eye on how these cases are investigated and the ongoing challenges they present. That's how, I mean, it sounds fascinating, Frank. Look,
it's available now for pre-order, HarperCollins and Mariner. It's, look, over a year of my life on the road, riding long haul with truckers over 2,000 miles, talking to the top crime analysts and serial killing, highway serial killings, who, by the way, those analysts happen to be women.
Yeah.
No surprise, because the victims in these cases are sex trafficked women in and around truck stops. There's no championing, no advocating.
Yeah.
I tell their story in this book. You can get it now. Comes out in May.
Oh, I didn't think you could get more attractive. All right. Also, you know what you want to do, because that's a stressful, you know, experience reading about that. You need to go on a cruise with Frank and Glenn Kirshner. It is the Oceana cruise on the Mediterranean. I mean, that is a love boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Glenn Kirshner tells me he's bringing his Speedo for the Lido guy.
Sold! I'm in.
Yeah, we're in. Look, you're absolutely right. Collectively, as a nation, we need a break.
Yes.
We need to plan and take vacations. So why not take it with like-minded people who are as passionate as you are about democracy? We start the cruise in the cradle of democracy, Greece. And we go from there. It's a fun time, great people. If you're thinking about vacationing, this is July.
And ours might be gone, our democracy, so go visit another one. That'd be nice.
Start one back there.
Yeah.
You can check it out on my website.
That's awesome.
All right, we've linked to everything. Yep. Frank, thanks so much, and congrats on the book.
Thanks. Stay well, everybody.
All right,
thanks,
you too.
Frank.
21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earths, which I appreciate even more in when it's cold and rainy.
Yeah. Yes.
And also, it's been windy.
It's so windy.
Well, I...
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
No, it's been cuddly weather.
Yes. Oh, my God. My sheets are the softest sheets in the world. My pajamas are the softest. I am waiting for my new color, my olive green, because I have the black and the blush color.
Uh-huh.
They're all so pretty. And oh, my God, they're always coming up with new colors. Okay.
Okay.
How about maybe Valentine's Day? Maybe you got a dude. He's going to love the Bamboo Pullover Crew. Maybe the Cozy Earth Bamboo Joggers or the new Cityscape Hoodie. I mean, there's something for literally everyone.
Yeah.
That is why it made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Everything's made with temperature regulating viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Supremely soft, comfortable. Temperature regulating, as I said, save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels.
Oh,
the bath towels are so thirsty. Sorry.
Yeah, they're thirsty, kind of like they're. Posting nudes on the internet.
Yes,
they're very thirsty.
Fantastic. All backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller for up to 35% off at checkout. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm glad you're passionate. I just hope you're not riling people up with your show.
Well, let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work, right? You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet and reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It has been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experience more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that you haven't found relief for, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. 2 million customers, 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Stephanie Miller. You think I'm just as serious? I think you're full of it. My head is spinning so. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. All right, in a hot GOP mess yesterday, that was the most surprising headline. Matt Gaetz endorses mortal enemy Kevin McCarthy for RNC chair. Kevin would be terrific.
I don't understand.
What?
But you didn't think happened. He was terrific before.
Right.
When you ousted him.
You know what I think this is about? He's trying to get Kevin to call off his dogs in Congress that are going forward with the ethics investigation about, you know, general rapiness of Representative Rapey McForehead. That's what I think is happening there.
I agree.
Kevin's terrific. Maybe you look like you need a muffin. Vote for Kevin.
Maybe he could show a PowerPoint presentation on his forehead.
Matt?
Yes.
Hi, Tracy in Mesa, Arizona. Hello. Good morning.
Hey, everybody. Before we sport the sport with Carlos, as I remember, his in-laws live in Gilbert.
Yes.
Is he on there yet?
Yes.
No, he's not. He'll be here in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, I was just wondering if he had heard about the Gilbert Goons. Have you all been following
Godfrey.
That? I heard about the Gilbert
Goons. Gilbert, Arizona.
I heard about the Gilbert Goons.
Yeah, there are a bunch of affluent teenagers that are just going out and beating people up.
It's
and
a gang. It's a gang
people.
Of affluent white
yeah.
teenagers. Yes.
Yeah. God.
Uh-huh. Right. And I can't help but think that it's MAGA influence because
I'm sure it is. It's Gilbert.
Mostly affluent white kids. So yeah. Hmm. All right. Well, I was going to tell Carlos about all the Brock Purdy billboards that are all around town now. You know, but
well, you have
the phone, so I guess I'll.
All right, you have sufficiently sported the sport. You've sported the sport, though, so that's.
But we will ask him about Brock Purdy when he gets on.
So it's douche nozzles taken, so they went with Gilbert Goons.
The Gilbert Goons, yeah, it's a stupid little, but they are actually doing damage to people.
They really are.
Yeah.
Good God. We had just, I feel like we have entered the stupidest timeline, and we apparently will never, ever get out. So enjoy, everyone. Pardon me, I'm coughing up a lung presently.
Well, granted, there's not a lot to do in Gilbert, so this is the only thing they have to do.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I have something in my throat, because we've talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene so much.
Uh-oh.
Pipe bomber. Pipe bomber. It's fine now. 29 minutes after the hour, coffee with Carlos, next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wildfires could be a problem in Wisconsin this spring. The Department of Natural Resources says warm weather and a lack of snow will likely make conditions dry this spring. The DNR says Wisconsin has already had one small wildfire. That was Saturday in Fairchild near Eau Claire. New farmers trying to get their operations started in Wisconsin are learning about leasing land. Kelly Wilfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
Wilfert says leasing land allows new farmers to invest money in equipment. About a third of all farmland in Wisconsin is leased. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The State Department of Natural Resources is removing their fish consumption advisory from fish caught in Black Earth Creek in western Dane County. The DNR says that PFAS levels in the creek have dropped to low enough levels to warrant dropping the advisory. PFAS can be found in fish caught in waters with high PFAS concentrations and have been linked to birth defects and certain kinds of cancer. Officials still recommend eating just one fish per month caught out of the Yahara chain of lakes around Madison. Young patients at Unity Point Health will have more privacy over their health records starting next week. Parents of patients ages 14 to 17 will have limited access to health records, only being able to see visit notes, medications, and test results for their teenage patients. Unity Point officials say that new technology allows them to provide as much transparency as possible while also protecting a minor's right to confidentiality. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Areas of fog and mostly cloudy today. It'll be a bit breezy with winds out of the south pumping high temperatures into the mid-40s. Rain rolls in tomorrow and winds whip up to 35 miles per hour as the storm strikes, bringing even a potential for thunderstorms too. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Court of Appeals in D.C. says
If we're asking the question whether Donald Trump's conduct was inside his job as president or outside his job as president, they say he was out of bounds here. He's not covered because he was out of bounds. So even if there is some immunity for stuff that's inside the presidency, he's way out of it. And then finally, they reject this, I think, ludicrous, I think we discussed it at the time, argument that, well, a president can only be indicted if he has first been impeached by the House and convicted by the Senate.
Ellie Honig on CNN. Paula Reid on CNN said the Court of Appeals for D.C. ruling against Trump's claim of immunity left him with very little wiggle room for getting out of criminal prosecution. Yeah. I'm going to stick with all the happy clappy stories. That's okay. What I'm going to do. Right. I'm just going to read everything. In particular, she said the ruling was crafted in such a way it made it very unlikely the Supreme Court will even take up the case. Mm-hmm. She said the Court of Appeals, while they've been knocked for taking so long to come out with this decision, they really are setting it up for the Supreme Court to make it as easy as possible for them not to hear the case. They are giving them a timeline that overlaps with this question, these oral arguments about ballot eligibility. She said it's an incredibly strong opinion that really sets it up for the Supreme Court to not take up the question. Oh, dear God, I hope so. In particular, by the way, we've mentioned this earlier, they cite the fact that Bill Clinton clearly believed he could be prosecuted mm-hmm. for perjury, gave up his law license as part of a deal to avoid
that.
It's why Nixon needed to be pardoned, mm-hmm. obviously. Lisa Rubin said, not only did they cite the fact that former President Ford pardoned Richard Nixon after he left office, they also talk about former President Clinton, who agreed to a suspension of his law license and a $25,000 fine in exchange for an agreement from the then independent counsel not to prosecute him for perjury mm-hmm. over the consensual BJ. That was, as you recall, the biggest threat to America at one point. Okay, let's go to Michael in North Carolina while we wait for Carlos. Mm-hmm. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Mama. Malcolm Nance pretty well covered what I was calling you to say, but it can't be reiterated too often that the money we spend on munitions for Ukraine is going to get spent here. It's going into the hands of defense contractors who are going to pay their workers.
Yes.
It's stimulative.
Yes.
It, we're not pouring it down a rabbit hole.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's good strategically for the United States of America. By the way, you mentioned, of course, that you love Representative Garcia.
Yes.
He was fantastic. Robert Garcia, a Democrat out here of the great state of California.
From Long Beach.
Yeah.
And he's a homo.
He made Delmar.
He is.
Thank you for that fun fact.
You're welcome.
Okay.
What?
Inappropriate.
Did I throw you off?
No. He made Marjorie Taylor Greene stomp out of a hearing, which was fantastic.
I love her.
Anytime
so
you can
much.
Make her stompy. Uh-huh. She said, I want to, I feel like when they call her the gentle lady, it's with tongue in cheek. I want to remind the gentle lady that it was her that actually organized a trip to the D.C. jail to hug and high-five and sit with the insurrectionists that actually attacked our Capitol. That is quite ironic that the insurrectionists that tried to overthrow our government in the Capitol city were being coddled, were actually being coddled by, it's quite a shame you would call them political prisoners or hostages that I think you called them. At that point, she appeared to heckle Garcia before walking out of the hearing room. Because she is more fit for a monster truck rally than she
great
is for
decorum.
The Congress of the United States. Uh-huh. You know, Michael Steele will come on here sometimes and annoy me by not leaving the Republican Party, and then he wins my love back. In this case, did you see him confront Dean Phillips?
Yes.
He said, he said to Dean Phillips' face, the chairman and me says, what the hell are you doing and why... And why are you doing it? So the question becomes, in reality, are you creating a drain in the process, prolonging the narratives around Biden's age, prolonging the narratives around other things that people are distracted by with Joe Biden, when the real threat is the man across the aisle? And the polling shows at the end of the day, Donald Trump is going to lose to Joe Biden. Yes, I believe he lost to none of the above.
Yes.
And Marianne Williamson.
And Marianne Williamson. Okay. That's
hard
to do.
He's staying in, and he's decided to stay in.
By the way, Chris, I have no idea. Here's a pop quiz for you before Carlos gets here. I don't know who he's referring to in terms of, lunatics and third party, whatever.
Okay.
Who said, he said, don't listen to shirtless quacks at the gym. I wonder who he's talking about. I don't know. So, okay.
Sometimes I'm shirtless at the gym.
Well,
But in jeans?
I think we all
not in jeans.
That.
No. Hell no.
That's just, that should be okay. So, yeah, this is, God, you never think like Mitch McConnell can get more despicable and soulless, but yeah. McConnell's refusal to impeach Trump, leave it to the courts, has come back to bite him. When Trump was impeached for the second time, it was for his ongoing efforts to overthrow the election and stage the insurrection on January 6th. Republicans, including McConnell, gave a lot of reasons for why Trump should not be impeached. That is now coming back to bite him, according to one legal expert. Lisa Rubin said McConnell's comments were cited by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals in Trump's presidential immunity case. Mm-hmm. They also talk about the fact that Mitch McConnell's and others famously during Trump's second impeachment said the answer wasn't a political solution. It was indeed the courts and the justice system to answer for. And that was an excuse at the time that has come back to bite the former president in his posterior. That's a legal term.
In his buttocks?
Yes. He needs an en banc in his buttocks, in my opinion.
Come on.
All right,
I gotta have a jingle ready.
That's good coffee.
I still get that. Like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was gonna make espresso.
Handpicked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Oh, look, Carlos, what does your rock, paper, scissors shirt mean? What does it
mean? Well, it means I was doing promotion this morning, sorry I'm late, everybody.
Hi.
For Rock, Paper, Scissors, which premieres February 12th at 5:30 p.m. all across this great land of ours.
Awesome.
Right after the Super Bowl, we will have promos on the Nickelodeon broadcast of the Super Bowl.
Nice.
And I am so glad that I jumped in when you were bringing up Mitch McConnell and the Republicans punting this to the courts and letting the Democrats actually say, yeah, we'll take your bait. We're going to run with that. Thank you. Because, as we know, Republicans are cowards and very afraid of this orange dictator and didn't want to do anything. And we say, oh, we'll go through the courts then. Thanks.
Yeah. I don't. Do we play? Do we have the Curb theme? Or the Veep theme? Just yesterday.
There you go.
They failed at impeaching Mayorkas. On the same day they voted down the bill that would give him the tools to do the thing that they impeached him for. On the same day that Ronald McDaniel is going to step down because Trump's going to put in a complete, not just a crook like she is, but just a complete election denying crook from North Carolina. And then what else? Did I miss anything else? And Nikki Haley lost to none of the above.
None of the above. Yeah,
your Republican Party.
All the machinations you have to go through when you have to pretend you're as evil and as psychotic as your leader. They're painted into this weird corner island where they're all just stuck now. And Cohen was saying this 3 years ago. I was his lawyer. I'm telling you, to your own demise, if you stick with this guy, you're going to ruin your life.
Yeah.
And it's every day it happens, like lemmings over the edge of the cliff. It's just so fun and weird to watch. Do they have families? It's like watching Michael Jackson's nose get smaller and smaller and smaller. Stop it.
Well, you tweeted a piece, can Joe Biden shut down the border on his own? And you just did a really good short article. I mean, you know, this is everything they've ever asked for on the border. This is the most conservative bill ever. They said no to their own bill. This was the bill Trump wanted that didn't get done.
Yeah, and again, because as that article points out, there are asylum laws, there are things that you have to go through the court that don't allow the president to, quote-unquote, just close down the border, because Trump couldn't do it either. You get caught up in the courts and legal system, and so, yeah, it's just... It's the machinations that you have to go through to cling to power instead of legislating. This whole Mayorkas circus, this whole false impeachment chase after Hunter Biden. You had the chance to legislate and come together like Tip O'Neill did with Ronald Reagan. The country works best when we steer towards the center and see where we can compromise. And the thing that's unfair with Biden is you can't please everybody on the Middle East. You can't please everybody on immigration.
Yeah.
You can't please everybody on climate or student forgiveness. It's not possible. And what I get so mad about, and Mehdi Hassan will post something, well, you're not making these people happy. Well, if he makes those people happy, he'll make the other people angry. You can't get what you want. We're not children.
Yeah.
We have to vote for the best chance
to get what you need.
Pardon me?
Should you try sometimes to get what you need?
Yeah, you should try sometime to get what you need. But that's what's, nobody's an adult. Listen, the Biden campaign, love it, hate it, all its imperfections, There's two choices.
Right.
Biden is demonstrably a better choice than Trump. I'm sorry a third party can't win, but that's life.
Yeah.
That's reality.
And Carlos, I don't know how you're feeling. Obviously, it was a great decision yesterday, the immunity decision. Again, a lot of experts think Supreme Court will not take it. But this is just a stomach-churning, sphincter-clenching period in our history where we have to go, but they might. They might give them enough of a delay. And, you know, like, there might be enough, you know, Russian effery in the election that, you know, Trump slips in again, and you're like, then we have a convicted felon and traitor. I mean, what happens, by the way, if then the, I mean, I don't even want to, if all these trials do happen, do you know what I mean? He's convicted, like, none of this, this is what, you're right, these lemmings have stuck themselves with, this guy.
These are guys that would pretend that, like, if I had a time machine, I would go back and stop Hitler. Well, we have the time machine, you're in it, they're there, so own up to that.
And some people have gotten out of the cult. Who is this? Former Trump White House communications official, Alyssa Farah Griffin, just said, she tore into Republicans in Congress. She said, start with the power the president still wields over Republicans, even Republicans who have criticized his stance on immigration before. What's the backup plan? Is it to wait 350 days and hope Trump is inaugurated as president? And you've been critical on this, the stronghold he has on this. Griffin said, it's nothing like I've seen in my political lifetime. Lawmakers are scared of him. She said, let me put it this way. This bill would never have gotten to the floor in a John Boehner house. Right. This is a very conservative bill negotiated by James Lankford, one of the most conservative members of the Senate. This is inarguably a win for people who want border security. I'm frankly surprised Democrats are willing to go as far as they are. But Trump cannot give a win to Joe Biden. And there it is. And it's out there for everybody to see. And I'm glad that Biden, you know, said, I'm taking this to the American people. They're the ones stopping this.
Yeah. And he, and again, this orange dictator got so twisted up on himself that he couldn't take credit for a vaccine that wasn't perfect, but actually did its job in stopping a deadly virus from spreading too quickly. He has to lie so much that he can't take credit for anything halfway decent that he's done.
Now, as someone said, like his anti-vax followers, he has no immunity.
Yeah. But yeah, Biden is trying his best. He's trying his moral, intellectual best to navigate through such psychotic waters. And no president has been blockaded as much as he does. Even Obama, who didn't get a Supreme Court justice 293 days out from the end of his presidency.
Yeah.
It's even more so with Biden. He's doing an amazing job.
He is.
A hell Congress.
Read Ron Klain's tweet. He just goes down everything Biden has gotten done. It is extraordinary on the economy and legislatively with such super thin majorities. I mean, I don't even know what to say. You know, I mean, that's the one. And again, I know we can't get stuck on one number and one poll, but that, you know, Trump is 20 points ahead of Biden on who would handle the economy better. He friggin' lost 22 million jobs and handed Biden a recession. Biden has cut the unemployment rate in less than half. Like, what in what universe?
In the universe where you can control the media, right, where the Elon Musk of the world can buy a company like Twitter and just allow bots and only right-wing voices to go on. I noticed that my Instagram becomes more right-wing every day.
Yeah.
And so that's how you control it. You know, you control information and talk about that's the definition of fascism.
Yep. 47 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments of Coffee with Carlos Alzraqui on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Family. Yes, family.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. This Valentine's Day, surprise that special person with a gift they're going to love wearing and you're going to love seeing them wear. I'm talking about luxuriously soft and stylish loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. You already know that I'd live in their pajamas full time if I could. For him, I recommend the popular Cozy Earth bamboo joggers or the bamboo pullover crew or an awesome new cityscape hoodie. You really can't go wrong with Cozy Earth. And while you're at it, don't forget about their luxuriously soft pajamas for men and women. Best of all, Cozy Earth loungewear and pajamas are made with temperature-regulating viscose from a highly sustainable bamboo, so they're supremely soft and comfortable. Right now, you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Miller for up to 35% off checkout. That's an amazing price for an amazing amount of luxury. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. CozyEarth.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Stephanie Miller.
Dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move.
What? Speaker God Warrior has said yesterday was a setback.
Uh-huh.
But democracy's messy.
Yeah, that's what
weird. Wasn't that messy when Nancy Pelosi was in charge? Oh. She seemed to be able to, what's the word, Chris? Count.
Yeah.
Right then. But you saw that Trump said he would debate Biden.
Yeah.
They were saying on CNN he should Trump or Biden should call his bluff.
Absolutely.
And immediately say okay, because he said he would like to debate Biden immediately. Yes, please.
Uh-huh.
Okay. His mental decline is so obvious. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, Joe's always had a stuttering problem.
No.
That comes off as his.
I'm talking
problem.
About Trump's mental decline. I was watching Biden yesterday, and I'm like, what? This media storyline is so ridiculous. He does not seem old to me at all. He doesn't seem decrepit. He seems sharp as a tack for his age. Yep. He doesn't, I mean, you know, does he sound like he was, when he was 60? Of course not. It reminds me, I always loved Kathleen Turner. She, one interview said, I don't look like I did when I was 20. Get over it.
And Joe has always had the problem with stuttering, and it makes it appear that he's like dawdling, and he's not. He's trying to form the words. That's just part of the ongoing issue with dealing with the stutter.
Yeah, but I mean, Trump is just, oh my God. And I'm sure, as usual, I'm sure he's lying about that he'll debate, you know. By the way, there were a lot of loud noises yesterday, apparently, even in the Senate.
Loud noises!
Fox News reports screaming from behind closed doors in the Senate. Mm-hmm. Our most deliberative body. Mm. Yeah.
Yes. The Republicans have a cancer. It's a giant tumor named Trump. And if they would just see that, just get rid of the tumor and throw it in the trash.
It is a tumor. It is a tumor.
Dump it over the edge and let's go.
It is a tumor of every kind.
He's a tumor.
Yeah.
It is a tumor.
It is a tumor. We should consider this a divorce.
Okay. Wow. Hasta speaking of movies, you said during the break, you're like, really, God? Apollo Creed? I mean, really?
Really? You had a choice and you did. Carl, really? Okay, thanks, God. Really? Way to go.
Yeah. You know what? Ain't going to be no rematch, God. You know what?
Ain't going to be no rematch.
Done with you. By the way, even Steve Ducey said to a Republican, so are Republicans going to say that the Border Patrol Union and the acting CBP chief are wrong? Yes. Yes. They went against, you know, Chamber of Commerce, every, you know, person that's normally Trumpy. But you're right. This is a cult. They listen to one guy. That's it.
Yep. And you got Elon Musk chiming in. He's obviously not talking about Cubans or South Africans or Swedes or Australians. It's all xenophobic. It's like the dark brown guys coming through the dark brown place. What about all the illegal immigrants from everywhere? They're not sending us their best, Sweden or Norway.
Yeah, there. Hey, there. Yeah, the Wall Street Journal wrote, if Republicans reject this bill, they'll hound Democrats an argument that the GOP wants border chaos that they can exploit as a campaign issue. The chaos will continue for at least another year. Republicans may think they can write a better law if Trump wins in November, but don't count on it. Democrats will again say, well, look, you know, Democrats can again obviously take back this issue. It's just it's dumb politically and every other way.
Yeah, it's the theater of what gets the most clicks and hits instead of proper governance, you know. And we believe compromise, like Lindsey Graham, hot tub, underage.
What?
I didn't think those photos would ever surface.
I was just racking balls.
Till the sun came up.
Okay. So, I believe Frank Flaguzzi mentioned this, but a Tennessee man who the FBI said was planning to join a border-focused militia. Yeah, this is very deadly. And set off explosives and fire sniper rounds at the U.S.-Mexico border was arrested this Monday. Agents conducted an undercover operation where where this guy told them, the Patriots are going to rise up because we're being invaded. We're being invaded. He told an undercover agent he was coordinating with militia groups from Kentucky, Georgia, all the deedlies, Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee, and his job as a militia member was to act as a sniper. I mean, as Frank says, we're going to see more and more of this right-wing inspired violence. I mean, this is almost the whole manifesto of the El Paso shooter.
Yeah. Can I guess maybe he was white? I'm just going to guess.
Yes. Yes, you are correct. Okay. Yes. Okay, yeah. He looked like a member of Meal Team 6 of the Gravy Seals.
Macrocosm or microcosm of Trump's speech on January 6th. Get violent. You're not going to take it by just being nice. You're going to have to take it by force. Trial by combat. It's all this. You're ginning up people with weapons to go and do stupid things. Also, he can pay his debts and not go to jail.
Yeah.
It's all about him not going to jail. You're doing it for him.
Yeah. Wow, this is our final Big Bag of Rats story for today. Mutiny, far-right Republican senators start to give McConnell the McCarthy treatment. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Yes, the far-right faction of the conference are calling for his ouster, including one longtime GOP senator who said we need new leadership now. One reporter called it a mutiny over this whole, what do you call it, border deal. Fight that fight. Big Bag of Rats. And turtles in this case. A turtle in the Big Bag of Rats.
The rat stole his lettuce and he'll starve to death. Okay. Serves him right.
Can I just say we love us some Jim McGovern? He traded barbs with Marjorie Taylor Greene on X. McGovern said the clowns are running the circus. We're wasting time on Mayorkas. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to impeach someone. Don't get me started on her absurd censure resolution of Congressman Omar. Green said, wow, this is coming from the same guy who's well known to lay his suit jacket on the actual bathroom floor while spending a lot of time in the stall of the first floor bathroom in the Capitol. What? That's probably when he comes up with, and then she did a poop emoji. McGovern said, no idea what you're talking about. What are you doing in the men's room? Aren't you late for a Klan meeting? Oh, come on.
Yes.
Come on. McGovern wins that.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
I'm trying to imagine my dad tweeting a poop emoji.
He clacked right into it with her cloven hooves.
Yep.
Clack, 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 clack. Oops, fell into a punchline.
Love you, Carlos Els Rocky. We've linked to everything, Carlos, on our socials. Love you. Rock, paper, scissors. Roberta Canadian.
Yes.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.